It's always fun. Listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. And we, as soon as I get through some of this, we have a special guest that's in here with us, so I hope everybody can hear us. We are, once again, we want to thank the Iowa State Fair for allowing us to come out here and broadcast live. We appreciate that. You can check us out on Twitter. It's at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, and at 1700TheChamp. The website's 1700TheChamp.com as well. For Scott and I being here, one of the first places that we want to go to, we go to JR's.
Of course we go to JR's.
And lo and behold, during this rainstorm, he's here.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This has been quite the from walking through the parking lot to here, and we're like, oh, the sun is coming out, and then it just let loose again. So it's been an interesting journey to get here. But like you said, we have a guest today, Brooks Reynolds from, I like to say, the Bacon Fest first and foremost.
Bacon Fest, yes.
And then JR's South Pork Ranch, correct?
That's it.
Love it.
I've already
been there for my first lobster roll. And as everybody says, worth every penny. I swear there was two claws the size of fists on top of the one I got. So it was amazing.
So we have some questions for you. Sure. But once again, thank you. We go in last night. And here's the interesting thing. I mean, there's all kinds of food, and we're going to talk food. People are in there wearing different colored headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up. What's going on?
We had a silent disco last night.
That is awesome.
One of my really good buddies, actually the music production manager at for the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival, Tom Zamolik, reached out early last week, and he was like, hey, what do you think about doing a silent disco at the fair? And, you know, we are very fortunate to become part of the Iowa State Fair family and have JR South Pork Ranch inside the fairgrounds. You know, not many people get that opportunity. And we want to bring things new and different. And, you know, we've had silent discos at the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival for years. For a long time, it was sponsored by my good friend Seth Hall and his company, Business Solver. But, you know, again, trying new things. And we tried it. It was such a huge success. We're doing it again tonight. So, you know, we think this storm's going to pass here in an hour or so, at least I hope. And, you know, come down to JR's. You know, we're still going to have live music. We have the River City Opry All-Stars playing tonight, a great bluegrass band. My good friend Steph Graham and friends. But then after that, around 8:30, we actually have our main DJ that will be kind of on the main floor. So you can still hear music. But then upstairs, we'll have three DJs playing different types of music.
As we saw them last night, different colored headphones for different colored DJs. It was
well, you set your own. So you have three channels.
That's awesome.
So it's, I think it's green, red, blue. So you have the ability to change it. So you know, all of a sudden you'll see a group of people are all in blue or a group of people all in green, all in red.
Well, it's slightly unnerving to see you hear the main music overhead and then you see people completely on an offbeat going on. And you're like,
what are they listening to?
So we figured we're
like two little boys, you know. We're like, what's going on? That's new.
This is something. Yeah, technology. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah, you know, and like with the lobster roll, I mean, we're landlocked. I mean, we're not serving Iowa lobster. Obviously, we're getting it from the North Atlantic and Maine. And you know, that was a big risk for us. You know, we purchased a ton of lobster last year, and it started off slow. But then towards the end of the fair, we were selling about 600 a day.
Oh, my God.
And last year we sold 3,426. Not that I'm counting.
I'm not sure we didn't eat two a day.
I was going to say, good
for that.
I've still got more to go. So.
I am very fortunate that my business partners with JR's are a great group of people, led by Corey and Carrie Hansen. They own and operate a collegiate food service company called Greek House Chefs. Started in Ames with one sorority in 2009. Now they're in 33 states, 54 college campuses. They feed over 25,000 college kids a day during the school year. And we are a chef-driven menu. My executive chef, Heath Sheely, I mean, we live, sleep, and dream about food. I mean, when I was a little kid, my mom asked me what my favorite subject was in school, and I said lunch.
This is what we know. Heath, we love you. So.
Wow.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's great. And, you know, and we just don't have lobster. We have the new BLT roll with the smoked corn aioli. We have our Nashville hot chicken. It burns going out both ends. Coming in, coming out. We have, you know, we have our crispy chicken. Our bacon pickle mac and cheese. We didn't think that would be a huge hit. We sell a ton of that. The pork belly burnt ends. That's actually our number one seller. I mean, that's obviously huge. Being from Iowa, working in pork and bacon, Our breakfast has become a huge hit. We have a burrito. We have biscuits and gravy. We have, you know, just kind of eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage. And obviously you need to wash that down with something.
Absolutely.
You get a bloody, a mimosa. I think we have
a really good beer selection.
Leads me to my next question. Your staff.
Right.
Volunteer.
Oh, No. We pay our staff.
Okay.
I mean, they work their tails off. We call them ranch hands.
Gotcha.
We have over 130 employees that work, you know, we're open at 8. We close at midnight.
Exactly. Well, ish.
You know, 6. Well, yeah. I mean, our chefs get there at 5 in the morning to start cooking breakfast. You know, we're there till 1, 2 in the morning, just cleaning, getting stuff ready for the night before, you know, the next day. I mean, it's an 11-day marathon. I mean, I have not left here in 9 days.
That's what you said when you came in. Somebody dropped you off last week, and you've been here.
My favorite sister, Suze, dropped me off last Tuesday, and I have not left. I don't even have a car here. So I hope my car's not getting hail damage back home right now. But
well, here's one of the things for me. I've been coming to the fair for a long time, and you're at an iconic place. That's been a hub. You have the Bud Tent, and you have your location. It's been the hub of this fair for a long time, and you're doing everybody proud, and that's a really cool thing. And well, I know you care about
it. Yeah, actually, you know, two of my great uncles had tents here when they got back from World War II in the late 40s and 50s. Bob and Bill Arold, they sold radios and trinkets and knickknacks. They actually sold chickens that they slaughtered. Per my mother, she said she didn't like working in the chickens because it smelled real bad. But, you know, my family moved to Iowa from New York in 1851.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a sixth generation Iowan. I love the fair. And, you know, whenever I do my events outside of Iowa, I do events in Kansas, Minnesota, Colorado, Iceland, Japan. I promote Iowa. I promote Iowa products, you know, whether
Absolutely.
It's bacon, maybe a little Templeton rye, maybe our good friends at Barntown Brewery or Toppling Goliath. I've been able to throw a bunch of stuff against the wall, and some of it stuck, and not everything sticks. But again, it's a lot. I enjoy what I do. If they say you love your job, it's really not a job. And I've been very fortunate of what I do is a labor of love. And we, again, you know, the Hansons and Kerry Hanson and Corey and, you know, our executive team, Heath and Frank and Jason and Darcy. And, you know, they have their normal job, but, you know, it takes a lot of work to get this ready for the fair. And again, it's a marathon. And you know, we with the whole, you know, decor and color palette, you know, we hired Red Dot, which is a local ad company here in town, and they knocked it out of the park. They actually won a bunch of awards based on the remodel and decor and whatnot. And you know, again, we love being at the fair. We opened it up, you know, just simple things of the previous doors were full metal doors. Well, we put windows in our doors you could just bring some more light in. We built 3 garage doors that, again, lets in more natural air, natural light.
You get a lot of people in there moving. It gets warm. So you
You know, we bring in misters. My good friends at United Rentals, you know, we have 5 misters that help cool the place. We got those big fans. We've got, you know, seating for almost 500 people. You know, we try to take care of them. And, you know, I call it a hot lap. I think I'm walking around like 18,000 steps a day, but most of that's inside my building. Just, you know, go around talking to people, seeing how they do. You know, I get some flack. People, they miss Diamond Jacks, and, you know, but we're bringing a new flair, a new favor, and we hope, you know, for years to come, we can be, you know, the next, you know, iconic destination. And it was interesting today. We had Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack that stopped in. We had the U.S. Trade Ambassador, Catherine Tai, that stopped in. Yeah. Governor Reynolds, we hosted her for lunch yesterday. Lieutenant Adam Gregg was there as well. Saw him this morning. Larry Elder, who
we just saw him walk by.
Yeah, stopped in. He was with my good buddy Eric Branstead. You know, I've been fortunate just through my family and what we do with Variety at the Telethon to have met a lot of these people over the years. And we like to host that. Again, we like to host them and welcome them with open arms and again, just try to promote the fair as much as we can and create, again, a new experience.
You've knocked it out of the park. It has become, like we talked about, with moving the craft beer tent, which we'll talk to Scott Carlson later today as well. The hubs are where they need to be because it gets people moving and going throughout the entire fair.
And you need that.
Right. Well, Scott Carlson, his place is iconic. I mean, they are so lucky to have that. You know, I think at first when they kind of were like, well, it's what's going to happen. But, I mean, I drive by it all the time. That place is packed. Actually, Scott and I opened Court Avenue Brewing Company together in 1996. I think he was a manager, and I was a lonely expediter. I worked in the kitchen when I was 20. But his brother-in-law and I are old family friends, so I've known Scott for a long time. And, the craft beer tent, I mean, it's. I think they have over 170-plus beers or something crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They've got it set up correctly.
Actually, it was on the first day of the fair. He and I were both getting Crescentes at the same time. So Crescentes just take a while to get. So we shot the breeze for a couple minutes, and I'll try to get down there once or twice during the fair.
He's going to swing by at 5, so we're going to chat him up today too.
And we can't, because of Scott and I, and knowing we have to talk. We have to talk about your dad.
Yes,
we were in a breakfast club with your dad, Scott, way longer than I have.
Yep,
an amazing, humble, everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm just real glad he got to experience JR's last year.
Absolutely.
You know, he was going through chemo, and he would come. You do chemo in the morning, and then he'd come here, and he'd go up to our office. He'd have a Stanley Special, which technically you're not supposed to have at the fair.
So last year.
He'd have one martini, and then he'd take a little nap. He'd actually go in my bed. He'd take a little nap, and. And then he'd go downstairs, he'd work the room, and he'd sing two songs, and then he's like, all right, I'm ready to go. But, we named it after him. It's named after my parents, just because of what they've done for Variety, the children's charity. Why you guys got to make me choke up?
He's an icon, man.
He's an icon. They gave me every opportunity possible, and, you know, he was a self-made man. I mean, his father died when he was 12. My grandmother worked for the Minnesota Department of Transportation for years and at Montgomery Ward's at night. And he was a butcher when he was 14, and he knew he didn't want to be a butcher for the rest of his life. And, he started – I lost a sister before I was born, and, you know, they dedicated their lives to helping those in need. And the Variety Telethon has raised over $125 million for kids around Iowa. And, I just wanted to pay tribute to them. And it's actually my brother, Stan. I think you've met him before. He came up with the JRs thing because we were kind of – what can we name it? What do we want to do? And – then the South Pork Ranch kind of came together, and it's fun. I'm just really glad. You know, we lost him about a month ago, but he's having a martini somewhere with my mom. So
absolutely,
absolutely.
Here's the great thing for us: as much as we loved and adored him, we knew how much he loved and adored you, which brought that full circle for us. So we have somebody to hang with.
Exactly.
Keeping
it going.
Until
it going.
We go. So we really appreciate. We appreciate you coming down here. It's a big deal for us.
Lighter and note. I see you brought a
food.
I did. I brought some lobster rolls. We brought a couple. I thought you'd be hungry. Well, you don't want to walk out in the rain right now, so I brought it to you.
No.
Again, this is we did. This is a. We're probably going to sell. I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 of these during the fair.
Let's.
Oh my God! Look
Lord.
At that! Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, those are delicious, yeah. Delicious. So.
Unbelievable! So you got a few more days left. How's things been up to this point? It's not going to bother your place. I understand.
We are packed right now.
Right.
We are packed to the gills.
So if you're down at JR's, you need to be drinking. Right
yeah, exactly.
Now.
Yeah. That's being there is one thing.
Do.
Beverages are a good.
Well, that's what I said. I got on the mic. I go, it's a 10-drink minimum for everyone in here right now. I got a bunch of booze now. Drew County up at the Bird's Nest texted me. He goes, I envy your roof. And then I sent him a picture of the packed place, and he sent a not a nice emoji to me.
That is good stuff.
No.
I guess the big thing is we've got the final weekend. This is the first time for a very long time that I've had a thunderstorm come through on my fair experience.
We need this rain.
Yeah,
and the weather for the rest of the weekend is supposed to be great.
Gorgeous.
We've got, Disturbed tonight.
Yep.
Keith Urban tomorrow. Carrie Underpants.
Yep.
I call her Carrie Underpants. She probably has nice underpants, whatever. It's going to be great. Two and a half more days or so. We're going to finish strong and just have a great weekend at the Iowa State Fair.
What's your one thing when you get to the fair that you've got to do? Is there, I need to go get some cheese curds or something like that. Is there something fair-ish that you have to always check off your list?
That's a pretty long list.
There you go.
Cheese curds, poutine,
there you go.
Chuckie's tenderloin, a Campbell's corn dog. Actually, this was my one of my favorite dad stories. So I'd pick him up, and he's like, I need a corn dog. I go, Dad. I go, I own a restaurant here. He goes, I don't want to eat your stuff. I want a Campbell's corn dog. So I would take a picture of him every day when he would get to the fair eating a Campbell's corn dog, and I would send it to Eric Campbell. And I go, he likes you more than he likes me.
Well, that is good stuff.
Yeah.
That is, I guess, since it is Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Radio, which is a subsidiary of Steen on Sports, Hawkeyes or Cyclones? Or you're not even into college football? Oh, gee. It was okay. Was that a fantasy football bet?
I lost the when Iowa beat Ohio State in 2004. I bet Zach Voss of Voss Distributing that I'd get a tattoo. He said I wouldn't, and I may have woken up with that the next morning. I don't remember.
So that's not a badge of dishonor.
I went to, I went to Iowa.
Okay,
I went to I was asked to leave.
I have the same stories out of
my
Ames.
My grades. It was grades. It was nothing bad.
Yes,
it was not very stupid. That was a long time ago.
Stupid. It's
20.
Just
that
grades.
Was a quarter of a century ago.
It's just grades.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
We once again we appreciate you jumping up here. We appreciate you for that.
That is amazing.
And
well, he asked me. He texted me. He said, "How many?" And I said, "Well, it's four, including you." And I'm thinking, hindsight, 30 of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, again, we are so fortunate to be part of the Iowa State Fair family, and you know, we are on track to break last year's record, so we only have 1 year record, so it's been a really good fair. Hope this rain's gonna pass here soon, and we're gonna, you know, sell a lot more food. Gotta wash that down with something. Thank you guys, appreciate you having me on.
1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, we're coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair. It is Steen on Sports. It's happy hour with Steen and Scott as well because we're at the fair. Get out here. It's going to be fun. We've all been having fun and watching everybody. And
I think it's letting up.
The rain's going away.
Yeah,
we're going to tell you that. You can always check out the show. We're on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. You can always check it out on at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, or at 1700 The Champ. We just want to do this really quick. I want to thank sponsors of the show, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. The reason I went through them so quick, not only did we just have, we had Brooksy on here
from JR's South Pork Ranch, which is amazingly funny.
Love it. Now we have the CEO of the Iowa State Fair, Mr. Gary Slater. Gary, how you doing?
Well, I was doing really well until about 3 o'clock this afternoon, but you guys say it's clearing up. I want you as my weather forecasters rather than the ones I have.
This is a room full of optimism.
It is a room full of optimism. Okay. So first off, we're going to put away today for just a second. From the taste testing, which was a blast. I there was so much good food, so well run. I mean, it was just a blast. To coming here your first week all the way, you know, you have the rest of tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Just give us, how's it been so far?
You know, we've had, I think, just a good solid fair. We haven't set records, and we probably won't set a record from 2019, but really good numbers, a lot of optimism in the room, a lot of optimism on the whole fairgrounds. People are happy. People are excited that the fair is going on. Maybe a more normal year than last year. We had a great fair last year, but I think there was still a little caution, a little intrepidation maybe. And this year, I think we're just going forward, and we've had great events. Great attendance, and just a little rain, a lot of rain this afternoon. Monday was a nice garden rain. It was kind of peppered down most of the day, but still a great crowd that day. It kind of surprised me.
Well, we were surprised last night at, 10:30 at the craft beer tent. There was some sort of smell in the air, and then we realized it was raining. So
it was raining. We're like, what,
again,
is,
what
that?
Is that? But yeah. That was late, though.
You have, we'll talk a little bit about what we've had, but Disturbed tonight, I'm interested.
Disturbed with Chevelle.
Chevelle. Interested to see that crowd compared to Kane Brown's crowd last night. Wow.
If it rained on that crowd, totally different.
I mean,
lawsuits.
The age group changed, but you have two heavyweights coming up.
Keith Urban,
Carrie Underwood. Yeah. That's like, bam, that's amazing.
Great shows. I think Keith Urban is over 13,000 now. Carrie Underwood's almost at 15,000. Sellout is not till 17,500, so we put those standing room only tickets on sale. So go ahead and come on in, and you can watch the monitors here at firsthand if you want to. Tonight, I think we'll get the show in tonight if the forecast or the projected radar images look like it's going to clear up here in the next hour or so, and then we'll start working hard on the stage and get them up and going.
I don't think Disturbed would be disturbed by exactly. Weather, so I think that's going to be very interesting. You know, from last year, the acts that you had, I mean, it was fun. We went up last night and saw
the Journey cover band.
What a crowd up there last night. It was electric up there.
Well, yeah, from 42 to 65, it was electric, but yes. It was a really good show.
We kind of fit that, so we're good.
I
was going to say,
you
guys are younger than me, but that's my crowd up there, too.
Yes. I mean, just from everywhere you go and everything that's going on out here, it's always fun. It's just, you know, you can do so many different things. You can just sit and watch.
Right.
You can.
It's people watching by unbelievable amounts. Okay. I've always wondered this. When it comes to the free stages, are all the acts picked and then they figure out which stage it's going to go on, or do the free stages get to pick who their acts are?
Now, Tanya Cook on my staff is the special events director, and she's in charge of all special events, which all three stages, plus the kids stage in Fun Forest Park. We kind of like to keep our country shows on the Susan Knapp Amphitheater stage, maybe the nostalgia cover bands. Bobby Doerr, of course, on the Mid-America stage. And then we have the Riley stage out here is a little bit probably the smaller stage that we have. So we have the Run with the Hypnotist during the week. We have musical shows on both weekends there. So we kind of Tanya does a great job. Hairball two nights this week.
Yep.
Knocked it out of the park.
So good.
You know, the cover band, as you say, we had great shows last weekend from a free entertainment standpoint. So I just very, very good with that. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, we're going to try to set a record, a Guinness World Book of Record, with the bag toss contest here on the main concourse. We need 450 teams to set the record, and Guinness is going to be here. We've got our referees to verify, and they've gone through everything. So, and that's kind of in that special event range, too. So she doesn't just do stages. She does the Queen Contest, the Bill Riley Talent Contest, to the bags, to Mr. Legs, and everything in between.
It's very exciting. Once again,
Stop raining.
We have Gary Slater here. We have the young Slater daughter.
Do you want people to say hi on the radio?
We do.
Really? I can say hi.
You can say hi.
Introduce.
Introduce.
Okay, I'm Eva Gerst. I'm at the Iowa State Fair. The weather's a little crappy, but we're still having a great time. Everyone's got ponchos on.
There you go.
Lovely hat she's got.
She does.
What university is it?
Waldorf.
There you go.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. There you go.
You betcha. Well, stay dry. It's gonna turn into a good night.
So he got to ask you a question. I have one for you as well. You moved the slide over, and Craft Beer Tent went from a smaller footprint to a much larger footprint, and that place from 9 o'clock in the morning until what time did we go home last night? 11:30-ish? Was crazy. How did you kind of fit that in, just where you were going to move things?
You know, for so many years, the density of the population of our fairgrounds was down Grand, up and down Grand, and then south on Rock Island. Yep. And that was, it was an L. We really chose to try to make it a square. So we needed to draw people to the southwest part of the fairgrounds. Moving the Avenue of Breeds tent over there last year, moving the craft beer tent over there last year, we have the dog act. We had the Budweiser Clydesdales here last year. We don't have them this year. But still we have the Google Experience tent over there. It's really moved people so that they go around the square and don't just congregate here on the Midway or on the Grand Concourse and on Rock Island. There's still density there, but that's kind of, we wanted to pull people over there.
Right.
And we had a feeling that you and Gary would be at the at the craft beer tent, and people would come to see you.
Well,
I
told Gary yesterday they're setting it up like a really good mall. They're putting the hubs where you need to put them so they get to travel in between.
And that's it. I think Scott and Steve over there are pretty happy.
Right, and we're going to have Scott.
Scott will be here at five.
Yeah, and I just handed my credit card and just said, give me tickets. Just keep going. No, that's the exciting part. The other interesting thing is that you do during the week, you pick days that you want to try to bring different age groups in. You've done that for a long time, and you still do that. Is that something that's just deep in your heart that you want to do? It's successful? What's all the reasoning?
Well, we try to – the Iowa State Fair is for everybody in Iowa. It is the reason – it is the 11-day celebration of why we love – living in Iowa. So you have to, I think you have to have people or things that touch everybody, because everybody has a little niche. And you know, being here for so many days that you have over the years, you know, you can't do the Iowa State Fair in 2 hours in an afternoon and say, I've been there, done that. I mean, it takes 2 or 3 days to do it all. And we try to have different events. 50% of the people coming through the gate say, I want to see the same thing I saw last year. Don't move it because I'll be mad. And the other 50% say, hey, been there, done that. I don't want to see that again. I want you to wow me in ways that are new and different, creative. In other words, new entertainment, the bags tournament, Guinness World Book of Records, outhouse races, you know, something that kind of hits you and you're like, wow. I like that, you know, and especially the new products in the Varadinster building. I mean, it's not just about entertainment all the time and midway rides. And, of course, our livestock shows this afternoon. We're going to go ahead with our horse show. But the six-ups can't hitch to this afternoon. It's just no. They have to hitch in the street. And at this point, we're not going to make them do that. So the horse show will be free tonight. It's usually $5. It'll be free tonight. And then tomorrow night we'll have those 9 6-up, I call them 6-ups. There's 6 horse hitches that'll be in there with our horse show tomorrow night. They were scheduled tonight. So,
and I think, once again, we're talking to Gary Slater. He is the CEO of the Iowa State Fair. I think Jen mentions this a lot, too. You know, over the years, restrooms are always being upgraded. I think one of the things we notice is different paint areas where it is what used to be a building. You went, there's a building there. Now you don't even notice the building because everybody's up there taking pictures.
It's the murals.
It's those little things, Gary, and I get it. I know you know that, but I don't know if people, you know, you just can't walk up to you and go, hey, we really like that. Well, I have you on the show today, so we're going to tell you we really like. I mean, that's the things that excite me about people. We were just in San Jose. She made me go to a wedding with Nana, which I love, and
He said he loved to eat elated.
I missed the first Friday of the fair for the first time in 40 years. And that's
again, my comment, Eastside Night went really smoothly without you.
And one of the things they said, why? And I'm like, because it's home.
Right.
For these 11 days, it's home. And it means a lot. It's meant a lot. I remember every time I come out here, I remember my parents and them bringing me out here because they didn't like coming out to big places, but they brought me because I did, and you know, it just, it's there, and it's still there 40 years later. Mm-hmm. And that's the awesome part.
It's really good to see people going by the studio here on grounds too.
I like that.
Without running past, they're walking now.
Wish there were smiles on their faces.
But, you know, Gary, I was going to say, you know, that mural down there. You know what building that is. There is a substation of electricity in the middle of that.
Yep. I couldn't remember what it was. I just remember it was a building. And now I don't even recognize it.
So now the question is, how many people's Christmas cards this past Christmas were with the family in front of that mural?
More than you can imagine. I guarantee it was more than you can imagine. So let's go. So Disturb tonight, as long as everything cooperates, and we're kind of thinking it's going to.
Yep.
Keith Urban first, Saturday. So he's Saturday night. You finish off with Carrie Underwood. Wow.
Yeah.
So, and then, what, you watch everything and you take a 3-month vacation? I know you don't, but I got to say it on the radio. Do you take a 3-month vacation, Gary? No, he does not.
No,
you're already starting. You already are probably starting. The day it started, you guys were already probably planning.
I think we had offers in for next year's grandstand in May this year for at least probably 8 of the 11 nights, and we've got some confirmations. Hopefully, if we get 2 or 3 more, we'll be announcing those early fall and getting those on sale.
Oh, I thought he was going to announce it. Now I'm like, ooh, we get a scoop.
Yeah, I know you. I'd love the scoop, but yeah.
No, I don't know if a lot of people know. So, but you get to live on the fairgrounds. It is the coolest thing. I'd love coming over and seeing Gary because I get to sit here and stare at the fairgrounds.
I'm not sure he's exactly excited about that. Probably like,
or maybe I'm not supposed to say that Gary lives on. I'm sorry. Nobody was listening.
No,
we're good.
Hey, both the guys that listen to our show will call in later and we can talk to them. So.
Yeah, we'll tell them not to come. You can't. Not everybody gets to go see Gary at
and
Gary's house.
There you go. Yeah. Throw your shovel and walk away, Gary.
You know, there's about 3,000 neighbors just right up the street in the campgrounds, and you know, we're all here for at least 15 days around the fair. So,
and there's another one. I mean, I have a bunch of friends that are up there, and that's a whole nother world.
I hate to use the word subculture, but I mean, it is people are talking 2 months before this about, okay, well, it'll take 15 days, 2 days to get in this. I mean, it is.
And they're all
it.
Family because they're so close together.
Oh, yeah.
You're family, man. That's the one thing you know.
That is.
I mean, that's one of the special things. I mean, that's another one of those iconic things. Is that campground? It makes the fair.
One other thing I want to point out: you see the people going by here in blue T-shirts that say Iowa Select Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa Select brings almost all of their employees in Iowa to the Iowa State Fair. Either the first Friday or the second Friday. So when you see all those blue T-shirts, those are all employees of Iowa Select Farms that they have bused down here from wherever their plant or growing pens are. And we'll have hundreds, if not thousands, of Iowa Select workers here on the two Fridays. So a company, an Iowa company that supports the Iowa State Fair like crazy.
Okay, we couldn't have got that information from just anybody walking into the studio.
And I don't mean to give them a free promotional ad. I'm just saying they are an Iowa company that really supports their honesty.
Thank you for your time. We so appreciate it. You know we do. I know you're busy. Have a good night. It's going to be good. Everybody get out here. It's going to be okay.
Optimism.
We'll be back right after this break.
FM and 1700 The Champ is the 1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, we're coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair. It's been an exciting afternoon. I mean, we've had these big guests. I'm like blown away, and
it literally is blowing away.
I can't.
Thunderstorms roll through.
I just can't. I can't keep my thoughts going. So here we go. You're listening to.
National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Poweshiek County in central Iowa, east central Jasper County in central Iowa, until 4:45 p.m. At 4:03 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Rock Creek Lake, or near Grinnell, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Grinnell and Grinnell Regional Airport around 4:15 p.m. Other locations in the path of the severe thunderstorm include Malcolm. This includes Interstate 80 between mile markers 175 and 197. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:45 p.m. for the following counties in Iowa, Jasper and Poweshiek.
There we go. We're back live again. Sorry. We do not control the National Weather Service. They control everything.
Our granddaddy pre-up.
Once again, we're out here at the Iowa State Fair. Just for all those people out here that are walking around, if you are, we are going to have a little bit more weather coming in the next 15 to 20 minutes. So just keep an eye out. You can still enjoy. There's a lot of places you can go indoors out here. So find some shelter. Be good. Where were we at? So far today.
Yes.
JR's South Pork Ranch.
Yes, it's a play on South. JR's South Pork Ranch from Dallas.
Unbelievable food.
Brooks Reynolds
brought us lobster rolls. He
said how many's in the booth. I told him the wrong number.
He's the man.
30.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. And he's iconic. His dad, Stan, iconic. How do you top that? We bring in the CEO of the state fair.
I would say top. I mean, but
it's the same. No, but I mean, it's a nice thing to
quality people to talk about the accolades of what the Iowa State Fair is. So I love how he said that. It's a memory for everyone.
It's a memory for everybody. And we're going to follow that up right after this. At the top of the hour, Scott Carlson, Court Avenue Brew Pub, Iowa Craft Beer out here.
He's Iowa Craft Beer. Unbelievable. He is also Gilroy's and Americana.
Yeah,
amazing
so
place.
That is a lot of big groups, and we appreciate all of that, and we appreciate them coming in and talking on the show. So it's a big deal for all of us, and I wish I could remember the name of the band last night that was playing before we left. National Weather Service is coming again, so take a second here.
The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Marion County in south central Iowa until 5:15 p.m. At 4:34 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Melcher, Dallas, or 12 miles southwest of Knoxville, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Melcher, Dallas around 4:45 p.m. Other locations in the path of this severe thunderstorm include Knoxville Raceway, Knoxville Municipal Airport, and Knoxville. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:15 p.m. for the following county, Marion, Iowa.
Okay. I think we're good. Once again, now we have to – there's another person we have to thank. Steve, he's back there running the board.
Yeah.
You the man, as always. Always doing a great job.
We've done some unique remotes. We've done some unique shows. We've done some really fluffy shows, I'm just trying to fill it. But this is from the guests we're having to the weather to
it's
preempted by the National Weather Service. This has got it going on.
This is everything. And it's the reason we're in radio because – it's not for good looks, and it's not for – no, I'm just kidding. So we have Scott Carlson coming in, so that's going to be a lot of fun too. B Styles is supposed to be coming in at 5:21. That's really difficult if we're getting National Weather Service because we have to have a phone. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Right.
So we're trying to do this, and we appreciate – once again, we appreciate Steve being back there, making sure all this sounds good and looks good and all of that. So different, and here's the thing that you knew – When the weather was coming in, you had people walking around telling people that weather was coming in.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's a great thing. I mean it's because I don't know if they have a big announce system here. So
I would assume if something went down, there is a alert.
Right, State Fair nice. Right, that's what we always say. Exactly. Iowa State Fair nice.
Exactly.
Gosh, I'd like to tell you that there's a ton of sports stuff going on, and there always is.
Well, I got two things. Two things sports related that we can jump on real quick.
Because we're going to have B. Hopefully, we'll get B Styles.
Well, and I won't step on his toes for what he talks about. But crack me up. Is it or is it not a big deal that Tom Brady? I don't know when I'm coming to camp. they know when he's coming to camp. He had a vacation with the kids or something like that, but they sure are playing it off of, oh, he's a no-show. What are we going to do? Give me your two cents. What do you think it is?
Here's his thing. He's all the wide receivers except for Gronk, he's already been there with. He knows. That's why – so here's the difference, and I know you're Packer fans, right? So
just
you're
don't,
not,
no,
not
no,
you.
No,
I'm talking to her.
Okay,
I'm always talking to her. I look at you, but I'm
my
talking
wife.
Deep.
That's my wife.
Deep.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, sir.
Aaron Rodgers airs out his live at his receiver sometimes.
Yes.
Tom Brady just doesn't talk to him. I mean, if you're a young wide receiver, you have to impress him, and then you're going to know if you've impressed him when he actually throws you the ball.
Right.
I mean, he has a way to do it, and he doesn't need preseason. He's in great shape. I mean, he's Benjamin Button of quarterbacks.
Right.
He's moving.
Seriously, look at the picture when he came into the league. He looks like when
he
Shrek.
He looks like me and you.
No, he looks like Shrek when Shrek became a man. And I'm like, that's different.
Yeah.
And now he's got these European chic.
Yep.
You know,
and
cheeks of a model.
Avocado,
like,
ice
what?
Cream and all of that. Oh, whatever. Man. You know, what if whatever.
All right. So
he's the greatest quarterback of all time, and it's never going to change.
So Tom Brady's he's just being Tom Brady. He's going to be there.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't want to be
exactly.
There. And he has a defensive coach, so he doesn't care.
Right. So the second thing that went across me today, obviously, was more of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Okay? We went from 6 to 11 games. Now we have a $5 million fine. The one thing that came out today is it could be more game suspension. It's up to him because he's saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not admitting guilt. He has to go through behavioral classes.
Right. So if he doesn't do that, then
if he doesn't
then
do that. But, I mean, they had to say that loud because they want to make sure they say he doesn't think he did anything wrong. But we're going to put him through classes to make sure he knows
if
that.
You can do all these things that these guys have already done and nobody knew about it for a long time, trust me, he can have somebody say that he's gone through behavioral classes and he's never stepped foot
what?
In any place of behavioral
what?
Classes. No, he's and here's the thing, if they would suspend him for that, here's the first thing that would happen, is the players union would sue the NFL because that's not something, that was something they added into that. That's not part of his overall contract that he has. Would the NFL like to see him do that? Absolutely. The NFL's biggest growth that they've had in the last 15 years, one thing and one thing only. Women watching professional football.
Right.
I mean, it changed. Sports betting brought it to a point.
Right.
When they started, and they did it by, they started advertising differently. They toned stuff down. They didn't, you know, not that talking about all the hits and the gore and stuff were gonna take away women viewers. They'd like it just as much as we do. That's the point.
I think they saw
always been that point.
I think they saw the passion of the female fan in college sports.
Yes.
And thought, wait a minute. If they're watching on Saturday, how come they're not watching on Sunday?
Exactly. And this part, listen, I understand that there's a lot of people out there that are angry, and you have a lot of people, a lot of really good announcers and really good people on ESPN that are female, and they're upset. A lot of people just want to see football. And that's the part everybody's trying to reconcile.
Right, just want to see football. You don't want to talk about the drama. Of
no. And they just want to see football. They want to see the first touchdown.
There you go.
And that's what it's going to be. Once again, we're coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair at Steen on Sports. We're coming to you on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We'll be right back right after this break.